There'll be some interesting signs around the world. I remember when I was first in New York, I saw a sign that said Ped Zing. And I had no idea what it meant until someone explained it. It was an abbreviation of pedestrian crossing. However, drivers in Jasper, an alpine town in Canada's Alberta province, when they drive into Jasper National Park, are confronted with a sign that says, "Do not let moose lick your car." Steve Young, spokesperson from Jasper National Park in Canada. Steve, can you begin to describe to us the necessity for a sign that says, "Do not let moose lick your car"?
Yes, welcome to the difference between Canadians and the rest of the world. Great to be on the show. So it's basically a case of us trying to separate cars and wildlife for the safety of both sides. Road salt is something we have to use in Canada on a regular basis to improve traction on the roadways and byways, especially in the wintertime. And we use it less in national parks for obvious reasons, the environment, top of mind, of course. But we also want to make our visitors safe. So in that case, what we kind of do is lay down salt on the roadway. And then we have this animal, the moose. And the moose likes its salt. And the moose will find salt wherever it can get it. So its first choice, of course, is natural. And we have salt licks that have naturally occurred in the mountains, in the park, that not only moose, but mountain goats and bighorn sheep take advantage of. But they've also discovered that it's also on the roadways. And they're not afraid to go close to the roadways. And what they have also discovered is it's on the side of vehicles that go up and down our roadways in the wintertime in Alberta. So you put that combination together, we just want to make sure that the moose are safe, the people are safe. So we encourage people to hit the gas pedal as an option when a moose is approaching your vehicle.
So, Steve, have you ever experienced sitting in a car with a moose coming up and licking your windscreen?
Okay, I do have to confess. So this is my daughter and I, not too far from where most of the moose licking occurs. It wasn't a moose, it was bighorn sheep. And my car was parked in a place called Medicine Lake. And we were out viewing Medicine Lake on foot. And we came back to the car and it was surrounded by bighorn sheep who were tasting it all over the place. And when you have 30 sheep against two people, guess which one wins?
Steve, given what appears to be the insatiable appetite of the mooses of Jasper National Park for salt, what is the incidence of cardiovascular disease amongst the mooses of Jasper National Park?
Well, it's actually a mineral that they need as part of their makeup. I know we don't put too much salt on our steaks here and things of that nature, but for the moose, it's actually something they need to keep going.
Hey, the park clearly is still open, notwithstanding COVID-19. Is that because people don't leave their cars?
Well, actually, believe it or not, we had a very busy summer here in the middle of COVID-19. Over a million visitors, even though we were closed for the first two or three months of the summer. And it's continued into the winter because people from Edmonton and Calgary are seeking refuge in the wilderness. So we're actually seeing a slight uptick in the number of people coming to our national parks, but we've tried to separate them a little bit. We have a new roadside viewing restriction in place that is designed to say, hey, we want you to view the wildlife. We want you to enjoy the park. That's fine. We just want you to do it from the safety of your own vehicle. So we don't act until they get out of the vehicle and approach the animal. And if they do that, they are susceptible to fines under the National Parks Act.
Steve, lovely to chat with you. I've never been to Canada. I have a burning desire to go. I think Australians and Canadians both have a reputation as being friendly folks. So we hope to get to Jasper National Park one day.
Okay, take care of yourself. Thanks for the opportunity.
No worries. Steve Young. As soon as I mention Steve Young, that's every chance that will prompt a question from John Anderson in First Edition Sport. And whatever you do, if you come across, if you go to Jasper National Park, don't go the Woody Allen path.
I shot a moose once.